And good morning. It is Tuesday, October 29th of 2019. And we'll see how this all goes. I was having a couple of issues last time, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday. Oddly enough, I am not on my way to bowling, as I am on most Tuesdays. Instead, I am on what is probably the second most popular reason why I start to record a Guy's Daily Drive, and that is on my way to the dentist. Yay! He's going to remove and replace two old fillings out of the five that I need to have done. Not looking forward to this, I gotta say. You know, every time, two things happen when I go to the dentist. Number one, it's always involved. It's never just a, okay, well, you're just here for a simple cleaning, so we'll get you in and out lickety-split in 20 minutes. No, it's like, oh, you've got to have a deep cleaning, or you've got to have fillings replaced, or we're going to rip out teeth and put in implants. So it's always involved, and it's always not really so much painful. My dentist is really, really, really good at making my appointments as involved as they can be. As painless as these kinds of procedures can possibly be, short of, you know, me being unconscious while he does them. And considering some of the things that I've had to do, I wouldn't have said no to a little bit of unconsciousness. You know, I would have been okay with that. But no, that's not the way it worked out. But he's really, really good at making sure that I'm in as little discomfort as possible. Now today, I think I said the procedure is to remove two old fillings and put into new ones. Hopefully there won't be any issues that could possibly make it more of a pain in the neck than it's already going to be. Hoping it won't be. Oh man, I hate people that do that, that just use access lanes to jump ahead at lights. Anyway. Yeah, this drivers around here, there's just, everything is about them. Everything is about getting 2-3 car lengths ahead, whether it really makes any difference or not. And in the long run, unless you're going just a mile or two down the street, it doesn't really make any difference. Just go to the light, wait your turn, and go then. People are just so inconsiderate. And I've been that way myself on occasion. But not typically when it comes to driving. I'm pretty careful about that. However, today is dentist day. So I have five old fillings that he wants to replace. And I'm not happy about any of this. You know, he's going to do a good job, and I'm hoping it won't be too involved. But it's always something. And the second thing, I know I said there were two things. So number one, it's always involved. Always involved. And number two, it's always expensive. Which isn't his fault as much as it is the fault of my crappy insurance company, which is Delta Dental of Maine. So let's get them another plug, another positive plug for Delta Dental of Maine, who paid $50 of a $10,000 insurance, or a $10,000 bill for my implants. Thanks, Delta Dental of Maine. That really, really helped me a lot. God, they're the worst. They really are. And I wish that I could find something better that wasn't going to cost me an arm and a leg, but this is part of the insurance package that we got when my wife retired. So that is what it is. But they suck. They totally, Delta Dental of Maine has got to be one of the worst insurance companies it has been my extreme displeasure to have to deal with. But here we are. We are, you know, so it's going to cost me today somewhere between $500 and $600, and that's only for the first two out of the five. These are the worst of the five, so we'll get that out of the way. But it's, you know, I would love for this just to be a nice casual drive where I'm just heading out. Oh, let's go visit Peter. You know, let's go see Guy at whatever place he happens to be. You know, he's living at home, so I can't really go anyplace. Then, you know, and not see him because he's almost always home. We are getting close to Halloween, and we're not really doing anything special for Halloween. We're not going to any parties. We're not dressing up. Much like last year, most of the Halloween stuff that we typically put up on the house, we're not putting up. Just because I get too much hassle about putting it up, and it's, you know, it's kind of like, if you don't want me to put it up, I won't put it up, because it's not worth the hassle of fighting about it. But I wish things were more festive, but they aren't, and they're probably not going to be. But this is both Tracy and my favorite holiday. It's always great fun to see what the kids are dressed up as, and, you know, to see them come up to the door, and just, you know, it just reminds me of being a kid myself. And I always enjoyed that. Some police time stuff going on. So off we go. Now, you may have noticed, I hadn't even talked about this yet. You may have noticed it's been a while since I've done a Guy's Daily Drive. I actually did record one not that long ago. But when I put it into my editor, and the sound was just dreadful. It was all broken up. There were parts where it just dipped out completely. And I don't know if it's a problem with this microphone. This is the microphone that I decided I was going to use after trying so many different other ones. It's a Samson Go mic. And it's given me the best overall video quality, and the fact that it's not hanging on something on my person is a plus. So you can't really see it as I'm sitting here recording. It picks up most of the sound. It is a condenser microphone, which means that it also picks up a lot of the car noise, but I was kind of getting that anyway. You know, I looked for a solution that I could use that would be, you know, somewhat like bumpy road, something like a dynamic microphone. But to find one in a small enough, uncomplicated kind of plug and play into an iPod Touch was just, it wasn't easy. And I couldn't find anything that was affordable. Pretty much everything in the, you know, let's record mobile department is going to be a condenser type microphone. And I would have preferred something a little less complicated, but that just wasn't meant to be. Speed trap right there. I'm glad I was going slower. So this is the setup that I have. You know, I tried to get an action cam that would give me good quality, relatively easy to use. And the one that I chose, and I've got it here in the bag, I tried it once or twice, and it just was not a good fit. And being able to adjust it in such a way so that I could see what it was pointing at, which is something that I can do with the iPod Touch. It's very easy to do with the iPod Touch. I just use the rear facing or the front facing camera instead of the rear facing camera, which is a better camera. But this way I can see exactly what it is that I'm recording. And because it's going on YouTube, whether it's 720 or 1080 or 4K at 30 frames a second, 60 frames a second, honestly, it doesn't really matter that much. You can't see the difference unless you're watching this on a super high fidelity 4K TV set that's 70 inches or larger. You can't tell the difference. You really can't. So for now, this is going to be my setup. I like it. It's, you know, I think the trick is to find something that just works. And if you want to improve it, great. But to go to a huge amount of trouble and a huge amount of expense for something like this, like Guy's Daily Drive, doesn't make any sense. So for now, and I know this sounds almost like a contract, like this is the alternate universe guy, because I'm so used to doing stupid things like throwing money at a problem that probably doesn't really exist and isn't going to make it much better, but I think it will, so I do it anyway. I'm just going to stick with what I have for now, unless there's something that will be demonstrably much, much better. And I mean a huge amount of difference. But for now, this is what it's going to be. So it's the iPod Touch to a Samson Go microphone. The Samson Go microphone, which is a small USB condenser, goes over a micro USB connector out of the microphone into a lightning to USB dongle. Now here's the trick. The dongle that I use not only is USB to lightning, which is what this iPod Touch needs, it also has a second lightning port in the dongle itself, so I can attach another cable to it for charging at the same time. So that makes it possible for me to take the iPod Touch right out of the box, not worry about whether or not it's got a full charge, and just plug everything in and make it work. So that's the recording and that's the video and audio end of it. Now, for a long time, I used this mounting bar that was like clamped onto the rearview mirror, the actual mirror itself, and then the iPod Touch kind of like got janked into it, into that, and it was big and it was bulky, and I always left it on because it was such a pain in the neck to put it on and off. It was easier once it was set up just to leave it there. Well, now with all these different kinds of GoPro accessories, I over the course of the last few years, I've bought two different GoPro-ish cameras, and they both came with like a ton of accessories for mounting these things in various crazy ways. And so the new setup is I've got this clamp that attaches not to the mirror, but to the support for the mirror, the little bar that comes off the back of the mirror and is attached to the windshield. And so what this thing does is the clamp that kind of goes on that, and then there's this little flexi mount that goes underneath that with a little thing that the iPod Touch can attach. I know all these technical terms, so hard. You pull it down, you fit the iPod Touch in, let it go, and it holds it in place. And that's all attached to various little weird screw things that if you've ever seen the accessories that come with a GoPro camera, you've got these things that hinge and do all these other crazy things. And that's how I've got it set up underneath the mirror. So it's in roughly the same place that it's always been in, roughly in the same place. But when I'm not recording, I don't have this big thing that's hanging down underneath the mirror. There's nothing that's blocking my view when I'm not using it. You know, the whole thing is kind of held together with this little twisty screw that holds the whole GoPro, all the GoPro accessories that I use. So that works really, really well. And, you know, it's like I could use it for a GoPro or a GoPro-like action camera. I can use it with this iPod Touch. So all in all, the biggest expense for doing all of this, of course, was the iPod Touch. But I pretty much got that for free through the bank that I use, that, you know, the cash rewards nonsense where they overcharge you for electronics if you take the money that they give you back. So it didn't really cost me anything extra. And then the Samson mic, I think, was $50, something like that. And then the GoPro accessories that came with these GoPro cameras was essentially free, but if I just bought the accessories themselves, it would have been under $20. And the dongles and the cables and all the rest of it. I mean, the whole thing, not counting the iPod Touch, was well under $100. And that's what I do. That's how this works. So let's see. We've talked about the dentist. We've talked about how I record. We've talked about how Delta Dental of Maine sucks. And they do. And I think that's going to do it for today. Probably talked a lot longer and rambled a lot more than I usually do, but that's the joy of Guy's Daily Drive. I can just sit here and it's almost like I'm having a conversation, almost. So if you would like to help support the things that I do, I would really appreciate it. You can go to patreon.com/ MacParrot. You can go to ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. And you can also go to paypal.me/MacParrot and donate money to help pay for bandwidth and help pay for the equipment that I buy and the website hosting that I use. And I mean, just all the stuff that goes into putting things online these days of any kind of quality. Of course, you can watch this on YouTube, or you can subscribe over there, not in iTunes anymore, but the podcasts app, or however it is that you subscribe to podcasts. Just look up Guy's Daily Drive, and you will find it there. So if you like this video, or audio, especially video over on the YouTube side, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button so that you can see all of the stuffs that come out. Because in this same feed will also be the video version of the Mac to the Future live cast that I do on Wednesday nights with David Ginsberg and Warren Sklar, most typically. And I think that is going to do it for today. So thanks again for watching and or listening to Guy's Daily Drive. And I will see you next time. Thanks again. Bye.